Hello, advanced and intermediate plus tier patrons. Hope you're well. Welcome to Chip Talk, where I'm on wild card. Yeah, this is what this is all about, isn't it?
The Fantasy Football Show.
So I pulled the trigger on Saturday night, and Sunday didn't go as badly as expected from a injury standpoint. Obviously, I had big doubts about Heung-Min Son, had Destiny Udogie on four yellows. Admittedly, Jamal Lascelles got a yellow card, also took him up to four yellows. But the situation didn't particularly get worse for me on Sunday. On Saturday, it looked bleak. And I must say, looking around social media, specifically X, there's a lot of panicking going on. Oh my God, Anthony Gordon's not in training for Newcastle, and there's lots going on. I did say either yesterday, what's today? Shit, it's Tuesday, isn't it? Yesterday, yeah. That being on wildcard now is avoiding what feels like it's going to be one of the most stressful weeks of the season in terms of decision making. And obviously, I'm going to have to leave my decision quite late because so much is going to be dependent on Erling Haaland. And I think that's going to be the case for the rest of you. And it's why, essentially, I'm not setting up for one wild card here. I'm setting up for two. So, firstly, I want to show you, obviously, where I was at in terms of finishing the week. And it might be that more of these players stay than were originally expected. I think the two that might end up staying that I didn't think would are Destiny Udogie, new contract, woohoo! And Leon Bailey, subject to his own fitness issues. He could end up staying, actually. But there's a number that I'm going to get rid of. So goalkeeper's a problem. It might even work out that Matt Turner ends up staying now. Is a possibility, but unlikely at the moment. Martinelli was someone I definitely wanted to get rid of. Tsimikas, I'm in two minds about. Cash, Lascelles on the bench there, big problems. Darwin Nunez, happy to get rid of. Alvarez and Haaland not both staying. It'll probably be one or the other. Now, I'm not one who's big for using the watch list as per FPL's website, but I think this is a useful tool now to give you an idea of pretty much nearly all the players under consideration. Now, there might be someone who ends up on my wild card that's not part of this list, but I think this is pretty close to definitive in terms of the players under consideration for me on my wild card. If I've got a player here that's not mentioned, it doesn't mean they're a bad pick. Perfect case example I'll give you is Matias Cunha, who I've ruled out, subject to maybe having some injury problems this week. That's because I've decided Raul Jimenez would be better as a setup for me. And having bought Cunha in for his price rise and then sold him again to protect against other potential price rises, I'd be pretty loath to go back there. But it doesn't mean you should be stubborn about it. For example, I was 0.1 up on Destiny Udogie, sold Saturday night because I thought that would be too much of a problem for me going into this period, and I'm prepared to potentially buy him back. Similarly, I've let Cole Palmer 0.1 go this week, and he may end up in this wild card for me. So, what I'm going to show you is a watch list by position of players under consideration, and I'm going to show you my two current drafts, one with Haaland is past fit, and one with Haaland is absent. These are the goalkeepers under consideration. I'll read them all out for the benefit of the audio. That's Bernd Leno, Robert Sanchez, Neto of Bournemouth, Emi Martinez, Alphonse Areola, Matt Turner, Martin Dubravka, and Loris Karius. And the reason we say Loris Karius is he is 3.9, and if Dubravka has got a problem as well, then I might look at that as a real short-term option. Those are the goalkeepers under consideration. At the moment, I will tell you, and this will be represented by the two drafts that I show you, Leno and Areola as a pairing is the current favoured option. Sanchez could well make it in still. He's in the team currently because it took the price rise on Saturday night, but it's obviously a doubt. Neto is not a million miles away from my thinking. And I had concluded last night that Emi Martinez was the right choice. I think as a one, if I'm going to go for one goalkeeper and I'm not bothered about the second, Emi Martinez I really like because I think he potentially carries me all the way to game week 28 with no conflictions. And what I mean by no conflictions is not having an attacking player from an opponent going against him. It's a good long-term sustained run from you, Martinez. And I think game week 29 is obviously FA Cup quarterfinals. We can't really dream of thinking further than that in terms of our ownership of a player at this stage. So as a real long-term option, I like that. One of the reasons I'm not probably going to go down that route is I'm very happy with Pau Torres an option at a little bit cheaper. And in comparison to the two keepers I possibly want to go with, Leno and Areola, who I think rotate really well for a really long sustained period, there are no real Fulham or West Ham defenders that I'm interested in. They all feel a little bit punty for me. Leno, I think, is worth a little bit extra versus the Fulham defenders, and Areola is obviously cheaper than the West Ham ones. And that's why the little saving of Pau Torres versus Martinez also allows me to obviously dip him in and out as and when I want. So it might be that the case in point for here with Villa might be play Torres in the home games and not in the away games. That could be a possibility. I'll run through the full list of players under consideration for defenders. Kieran Trippier, Pedro Porro, Pau Torres has said, Fabian Scheer, Kyle Walker, Levi Colwell, Gabriel, Destiny Udogie, Kostantina Shimikas, Milos Kerkez, Jan Paul Van Heck, John Stones, and Tino Livramento. I think Livramento is going to be too dangerous. John Stones, I may need another injury somewhere else in the Manchester City squad, but I like that. I also think I can move there quite comfortably from another player around about game week 20 should I want to. Jan Paul Van Heck's there in case I need the money. I think that's possibly the best cheap 4.0-ish defender at the moment. Despite the fact we've got no clean sheet, I think he started the last six in a row or so in the league, actually. Good minutes in that period. Obviously, they haven't kept a clean sheet this season. But if it ever came, then that's interesting. I can't be going down this route of Bulldogs and Trusties and Mengies and Bells and all that. At least I know the capability of Brighton there. And sure, he's more of a rotation risk, but it might be one you can dip in and every now and then and go, oh, I'll play that. But it's probably only one if I need to find the money and I don't intend to do that. Milos Kerkez, I think, of Bournemouth is the best Bournemouth defensive asset. I've said recently that I thought that he was a dangerous one longer term because of Lloyd Kelly being out injured and we didn't know what the impact of that is. But also Kerkez coming back in the team has been a part of Bournemouth's uplift. So I think he'll stay in actually longer term. I haven't thought about it more. That offers a really nice alternative to Neto. It's more exciting than buying Senesi, who's on four yellows, or Zabani, who's also on three yellows. So Kerkez, I think, would be the Bournemouth defender of choice. Kostantinos Shimikas, the more I've thought about, the more I thought I may keep. There has to be something to be said about the fact that I bought him at 4.4 and he's currently 4.9. That may dip to 4.8. I have an awareness of people having spare cash in the bank and wanting to go to Trent. I understand that. That's not going to be for me. So Shimikas can compete against that at roughly half the price. Of course, Robertson's due back around about game week 21 or so. I'd be pretty gutted though if Robertson had a setback and Shimikas ended up staying there till sort of February, March. Yeah, I think he might stay. Udogie's borderline for me. Great value. If Pedro Porro wasn't part of this, I'd definitely have Destiny Udogie. It's worth saying. Do I want to go down the route of double Tottenham? Probably not. I don't think it's good for my mental health. I don't think it's good for my physical health either. Gabriel, I want. Even if that's just a case of getting that ready for Arsenal's fixture swing that comes in game week 19. I was aware of this when I kind of binned Saliba going into this week, just gone, because the value built up in him. I long wanted to move Saliba to Gabriel. I realise Saliba is safer, but I'm quite happy to take Gabriel with me. Levi Colwell's there. I don't think that he'll be in for me, but if, say, Cucurella's ruled out, as Gary mentioned on COTC, I might consider him. I think he's boring. I want a Chelsea defensive player. That probably needs a combination of Sanchez and Cucurella both to be ruled out for him to be considered. Cole Walker's the boring Manchester City defensive pick. Again, to have that ready for this week would be fine. And fixtures forthcoming in future weeks. So he's not ruled out. Fabian Scheer at the same value. He's kind of the halfway house between Livramento and Lascelles now feel too risky and maybe can't afford Kieran Trippier. which certainly wouldn't be the case if Erling Haaland's pass fit. Trips is under big consideration for me. That's despite the suspension this week. So while others are selling, I'm thinking, right, I might have him there ready for 2 weeks. And he could be part of my movement to get Haaland back. Something like Trippier into Stones. And then rather than going, oh, I'll go Salah to a 4.4 to get something up to Haaland, if I do that, I can get Salah down to sort of Richarlison level or something like that. Might be a bit more interesting. Pedro Porro is a definite. Absolute certainty. There's only two players, genuinely, who are absolute certainties from the team that I had last week. Those are Pedro Porro and Heung-Min Son. They're the only ones that are definitely staying. And Pau Torres has mentioned, I'm not massively high on him, but I like him as a good option that can be picked based on fixtures. And obviously, I think if Villa do maintain this good form, and if this was the beginning of clean sheets coming, then I want some coverage of that. It's not impossible that I could end up going Martinez and Pau Torres. For that to happen, I think I need Leon Bailey ruled out. And that's not to say Leon Bailey's definitely coming with me, but he certainly is on the watch list still of midfield players. So I'll cover these off. Mo Salah, Heung-Min Son, Bukayo Saka, Jared Bowen and Anthony Gordon, who are the five highest scoring midfield players in the game at the moment that are available. That's excluding obviously Brian Bumo, who's injured, and that could be my midfield five. Other players under consideration, the Chelsea pair, Raheem Sterling and Cole Palmer, both on 4 yellow cards, but as I'm wildcarding straight into Sheffield United at home, there'll be a consideration. So too will Phil Foden and Bernardo Silva. Both carry big elements of risk, but good fixture this weekend. I'm interested. Leon Bailey, as mentioned, if he gets the all clear, and I think the perfect case scenario would be, as I said, if he's a sub in Europe on Thursday, I think, yeah, I want a piece of that back, and I could well go there. Richarlison is unlikely, I think, at this stage, but a consideration, yes. And I put James McAtee there as the favourite in terms of enabling midfield players, if that's what I need, if I need to go right down. I think I possibly have a little bit of favouritism on that over Justin Kluivert at the moment. And finally, the forwards, there are only six names under consideration at the moment. Two of them play for Man City, that's Erling Haaland and Julian Alvarez. Two from Bournemouth, that's Dominic Solanke and Antoine Semenyo. Ollie Watkins, obviously, of Aston Villa. And Raul Jimenez is right in the frame, particularly because of the Game Week 18 fixture at home to Burnley. That is primarily what's given him the nod for me as an option over Matias Cunha, who has West Ham, Chelsea in the next two. He's doing consistently well, but I possibly want something there that's going to be really short term. It might be Jimenez straight on. It might be benched this week, play in 18 and then move straight on. That could be a possibility. So I'm going to show you two drafts now. One which is kind of plan A, which is the no Haaland route at the moment, because it sounds as if he's more unlikely than likely. And unless it's green for go 100%, then it's more likely to be this path A. And I can't promise you this will be what the team will be, but I think it'll be something close to this. So, goalkeepers, as said, Areola and Leno. I really like that as a long-term pairing option. The defenders, Pedro Porro, as I said, a certainty. Gabriel, I really want for Arsenal's change of running game week 19. I think Shimmick has to stay at the moment to compete. Liverpool's next four have three home games before Robertson's potential return, and the away game is Burnley. I suspect he'll get rotated there somewhere, but a good cheap asset at Liverpool, I think that's fine. Pau Torres would go in at the moment based on going Noemi Martinez, and Kieran Trippier goes in this at the moment to have him as a really good option, I think, for 18, 19, and part of value seeking to get back to Haaland. It means as well that the midfield four, the top four, can stay in. The ones I really want, which is Salah, Saka, Bowen, Son. Can't quite squeeze Anthony Gordon into this. So at the moment, it's waiting on Leon Bailey. And if it's the all clear, he stays. The front three currently, if Haaland is definitively ruled out, and it would have to be definitively to have Julian Alvarez in it. But if he's definitively out, I think I should go down. Watkins and Solanke will be no surprises for you. So that would be lining up this week. Areola in goal at home rather than Leno. Play Leno in the next couple. they generally rotate really good for quite a while. And obviously, look, if Areola's not back this weekend, fine, got Leno off the bench. This would mean benching the Villa pair of Bailey and Pau Torres this week, away to Brentford. Remember, I'm going to lose, obviously, Alvarez next week. And Kieran Trippier, obviously, would be on the bench as well. So it's strong. It's arguably a bit too strong. But I feel like over this period, I need players and bodies. The risk ones in there really are Bailey, because we know fitness issues is obviously a concern. Alvarez will be a minutes concern after game week 17. Obviously, if Haaland's available, he won't go in. Tsimikas is a player that I'll need to keep an eye on. Areola's injury, we don't think's bad, right? So, fine, he might not make this week. To be honest, if he doesn't make this week, I don't really need him till the new year. So, I'd be happy even if he's back in a couple of weeks. He's just dropped to 4.2 as well. So, I'll be coming in when many have already sold. Jared Bowen, I'm unsure on. And one of the things I'd obviously mentioned yesterday was the idea that I might need to kind of cut off Saka and Bowen as examples. So, what if Erling Haaland's fit? Well, the current idea would be this. Saka stays, but Bowen doesn't. Jared Bowen would become Cole Palmer. Julian Alvarez would become Erling Haaland. Ollie Watkins would become Raul Jimenez. And Kieran Trippier would become Fabian Scher. It's four moves for one player. And this is what I said about, because of his money and how much he's worth, Erling Haaland, it's not just going to be moving one player, right? I don't like the leaving 7 million or so in the bank. I mean, it's a bit too much, to be honest. So under this principle idea, obviously there's no Watkins. This is on the base of if I think Haaland would start on Saturday and therefore I'd want to captain him. So Jimenez in as ready for the next week, and then I can go Haaland to Watkins. If you're thinking Watkins, obviously that doesn't work from a money perspective. It would have to be Jimenez when on the bench. Haaland to Watkins in game week 18 would be the absolutely obvious transfer. Pretty much do it as soon as he gets through the Brentford game if there's any concern from a value perspective. So there's four potential changes there. So it's Scher, Palmer, Haaland, Jimenez instead of Trippier, Bowen, Alvarez, Watkins. Now the non-Haaland route does sound better, but you have to factor in the power of the captaincy, and I think bringing in Palmer for Sheffield United at home instead would be absolutely fine. There's every chance it would be Palmer instead of Bailey anyway. Palmer instead of Gordon. Gordon's under consideration as well. If I went Gordon on that first option, I probably need to cut Trippier, which I could well decide to do, just go share and leave the money. I'm not desperate to spend all of it just for the sake of it, but I also don't want to leave, you know, 8 million to go from Solanke to Haaland. Part of this plan as well would obviously be coming back around to go from Jimenez to Haaland when the time's right, and that does mean dropping Salah right down. So probably I'd worked out back to sort of Anthony Gordon and a bit lower level. So these are the players under consideration. This is, you know, if I had to lock this in now, it would be the no Haaland route, and that's what I'd go with. Fairly happy with my options. I think there are a number of good options. If I lose some players that I want this week because of injuries, I think there's really good alternatives and nothing to be overly scared about. As I said, things might arise this week. I don't know, perhaps Gabriel and Zinchenko get injured for ages and I go, well, I'll stick Kivior in. Do you know what I mean? Someone who's under no consideration, but you need to keep your eyes on things this week where suddenly it turns up and becomes very, very interesting. But yeah, I think I've whittled it down to the names that I've shown you today. And at the moment, the plan will be yes, wild card with no Haaland, unless there's definitive belief that he's going to play. I told you, I need a training picture and a smile on Friday. Otherwise, I'm going without him. That is all for Chip Talk for now. We'll obviously cover in more detail as the week goes on. I'm happy to field any questions. DM me on Slack, guys, rather than Twitter, because I'll respond so much quicker if you want to do that. But this is the intended plan as it stands. That is all for Chip Talk. Ciao for now.
The Fantasy Football Show.